views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Millionaire Imprint for Women. This empowering radio show is about imprinting wealth for women, inspiring women of all ages to heal their karmic debts, to transcend the shame of poverty consciousness that women have lived with for centuries. It's time for women, for you to have a new relationship with money, to be smart with your money, to invest, to save, and to watch your money grow as you build your new empire, leaving legacies that you're proud of. Join Marty, Michelle, and Cornelia Fridays from 1 to 2 on The Cornelia Stephanie Show at Transformation Talk Radio. Are you in?
Woohoo! And welcome to The Cornelia Stephanie Show, The Millionaire Imprint for Women. Have we got a show for you today? You've got the millionaire mindset. Now what? We've just spent the last 3 months on the Millionaire Imprint for Women, learning about clearing money blocks, creating a millionaire mindset, and how money manifestation works. Where do you go from here to translate that into physical money skills, systems, and management? On today's show, my new co-host, Michelle Boss, aka the Money Boss, is going to transition us into the basics of what to do with your money to make it count and own it like a boss. Welcome to the show, Michelle.
Thank you so much. I'm thrilled to be here, Cornelia.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. I want to tell for all the listeners that don't know you, you're going to be on the last Friday of every month for the next 3 months. And you've got strategic plans for us that's going to take us from this step of what we're doing today, where to start. And it's going to take us next month. There'll be another segment that's going to lead up to it. And the next month is going to be another segment. So be sure to put that on your calendar. It's the last Friday of every month, 1 to 2, and be sure to share it with all your friends and family so that you can be your own money boss and own your own money. And before we get started on today's show, I want to tell you about this amazing woman. I got to read her bio so that you know who she is. Michelle Boss, aka excuse me, aka the Money Boss. Sorry about that. She is a personal finance coach, author, and blogger in the San Francisco Bay Area. She's passionate about helping people create financial ease and mastery by connecting in with their money to manifest the life of their dreams. Michelle's a mom of four. She's also committed to making a difference in the lives of young people through financial literacy initiatives. Wow, Michelle, I just love what you're after, what you stand for, and what you're bringing us. So where do we start?
We've got a ton of great stuff, so we can dive right in. I think this is the perfect time of the year. A lot of us are focusing back in on our finances and looking forward to a fresh start with the new year. So this is to help everyone get a jump start. And so when I had the opportunity to transition from my corporate job, I looked around and I saw a lot of opportunity, friends, family, coworkers, to people who were struggling with their personal finances in one way or another. And I had been there. I had been that single mom struggling to make ends meet and figure it out on my own. And that's how I became a personal finance coach. But really why I do this and why I love being on here to share all the tips and tools and strategies today is because seeing the transformation almost immediately when I'm working with someone is so rewarding, and it just changes. It changes people in an instant. So where I want to start today is with the tool that helped me, and it always helps me come back whenever there's a lot going on. I start feeling anxiety with money or feel like I'm just not in touch. And this is what I use with every single one of my clients as well. It's called a budget. A lot of us don't do it. 50% on average do budget. The other half of us do not. Call it what you'd like, a spending plan, a budget. I found it is the number one way to get connected with your money and to see what's coming and going. And that's really what it is. It's a tool to raise awareness to what is coming and going in your cash flow in your household. And without knowing that and without being connected to that, there's no place to start to even try and reach financial goals or measure your progress and figure out what to do.
I'm so glad you're starting us there, because don't we want to start 2019 with a fresh, clean slate, empowered, because it empowers you to look at your finances. It empowers you to look at your money. It's when you don't look that you're actually disempowered. And I don't you feel that way, Michelle? I find, you know, a lot with clients and people that I work with that they just don't want to look. They just don't want to look. They're like overwhelmed with so many things that are going on, and they just don't want to look at their finances. So what we want to do is really, you know, inspire you to really take a look and make that part of your resolve, that, you know, unstoppable, that you're going to get your finances in order and you're going to empower yourself and you're going to look at what's coming in and what's going out.
Absolutely. It's not uncommon for me to hear, you know, about people afraid to check the mail or have piles of unopened bills sitting around, or, you know, missing payments, because we do have that tendency, right, when we're scared or overwhelmed, to bury our head in the sand. And so the spending plan or budget is the key to financial success and meeting financial goals that you're setting for yourself in the coming year. And I've worked through and outlined a very simple 4-step process to get that spending plan in place for you.
Yeah. And, you know, for the people that didn't listen to the show that you and I did on the Living Heaven on Earth show, when you first came on, you told us a little bit about your story. And one of the things that you were experiencing too at that time is when you were going through, I think it was a divorce. You were going through a divorce. You were a single mom. Now, all of a sudden, being left alone to raise your, you know, to pay for everything and having to do it on your own. And that really, when you realize, like, you know, because at first the everything was all in your head. But then when you did the budget and you looked at everything, you were like, oh, my God, I totally got this. I totally can do it. I remember that, right? That was like a wake up for you. You were like flabbergasted because you couldn't believe that you were actually going to be able to do it and that you were going to be fine.
That's right. It was a tool that helped me to finally put an end to the worry and the anxiety and come up with a plan, because once you do start writing things down and really taking a look and getting, you know, connected in, then yeah, it works out. You have a way to guide yourself to the next step and the next step and to reach whatever that financial goal is. If it's paying off debt, if it's, you know, just living in the black from month to month, setting up an emergency savings, helping your kids go to school, college. There's so many life situations that this is applicable to.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. You know, when I hear people say that they don't want to look, part of the reason why they don't want to look is because there's so much debt and they're overwhelmed by the creditors and what's out there, and they're not feeling like they can keep up with it. I even talked to somebody recently that said, I only have a little bit of money And I don't, you know, they're all calling. The creditors are all calling. And I don't even know where to begin and where to start. Who should I pay first, right? Who should I pay first? How should I do this? And so that's why it's so important that you really take a look at all of it, just looking at it and getting real with it. That's an empowering stance right there. And because the point is that not looking at it and not dealing with it is not going to make it go away. It's not going to make it go away, and it's not going to empower you. So Michelle, where can people get your amazing, super awesome blueprints, your sheets that you created? Because when you found yourself in this situation, you took this work and now you're sharing it with everybody else. And so that's how you became the money boss, because you became your own boss. You created these sheets and now you're helping others to become their own money boss. Where can people get it?
These are the same worksheets that I used myself, as well as with each one of my clients. And I would love to give those to the listeners to help get a head start on the finances. You can find those at bossbudgetingblueprint.com. So www.bossbudgetingblueprint.com. And along with that is my 4-step digital book that helps walk you through 4 very simple steps on creating that spending plan and using it. But this is a great tool if you've never budgeted before. It's the basics. If you're a pro at budgeting, I've gotten feedback from several classes that I've done that this helps people view budgeting in a little bit different perspective. And, you know, there's value whether you're a pro or a beginner. The key is to start, and you don't have to do it alone either. There's a lot of tools and resources out there for you. And, you know, again, that's how you mentioned that I help people. I work with people that, you know, maybe have never learned this in their household or in school. And to have someone there as a sounding board for financial discussions or conversations, when things are so overwhelming and you don't know what to do or you can't see it yourself, sometimes it really just helps having someone there. And that's my role as a coach, to help through that process and creating that budget. And it's a really fun, like I said, transformational process.
Budgeting reminds me of yoga. So it's like, you know, in yoga, when you begin yoga, there's the beginning, the immediate, and then there's the advanced. So like you were speaking of pro budgeting, you know, professional budgeters. The key to yoga and anything is to start, and don't let your overwhelming debt or whatever it is going on in your life, the fear that you don't know how you're going to make the money and how the money is going to come in. That's actually one of the areas that I help you with. So Michelle helps you with the structure, and I help you with getting the money to come in so that you can align with your mission, your purpose, your vision, whether you're an entrepreneur or you're working at a job that you that is sucking the life force out of you and you're ready to let that go. Feel free to contact either one of us. But Michelle, you have an open enrollment right now. I want to tell people about, because I'm super excited about that. What do you got going?
Oh, wonderful. Yes, I have open enrollment right now for my private one-on-one coaching. My practice in 2019 is going to intentionally be boutique sized so that I can give a very high level of service and attention to those one-on-one coaching clients. So yes, if this is calling to you, now is the time. There's a limited number of spots to fill, and once they're gone, they're gone, because, you know, again, I want to provide that support and accountability in the highest level of service that I can for that group of coaching clients. So
that's why those spaces are filling up fast. So everybody needs to, where can they contact and find out about what the program is about? How can they find out?
Very easily, right from my website, there's a contact us page. So themoneyboss.org. I believe that it's going to be posted with the show. But themoneyboss.org and contact us, that sends an email directly to me so we can connect and just explore if that is something that is a good fit for you and for me, if that's calling to you. If not, I always am in service and will, you know, give the best advice or resources that I can. So the call, you know, is worthwhile to explore.
Yeah. And Michelle, do you offer like a free 15, 20 minute coaching call or a free service so people can just kind of have a strategy call with you?
Absolutely. That's the contact us. It's a 30 minute strategy call where we can hop on, talk about what your biggest concern is with your money life, and I will be in service and help the best I can.
And I just want to say, think about this, you know, as we're here, you know, I was talking about this yesterday on Facebook Live, like looking back at this year, you know, all the breakthroughs and the lessons and the challenges and everything that took place. And think about this, you know, you're moving into 2019 now, and 2019, at the end of 2019, where do you want to be? Think about that. And it's really about the action that you take now. There's no reason for you to sit on the fence or not decide that you're going to be financially secure, that you're going to be financially stable, that you have all the resources and tools available to you. Because if you're listening to this call, that means that you were guided here so that you can have this information available to you, because it's all in service. It's really all in service. We're bringing our unique gifts to assist others so that they can, you know, blossom into creating their amazing lives. And where do you want to be at the end of 2019? That's the way to think about it, so that you begin going, I'm going to do this, and I don't care where I am, and I don't care how painful it is that I have to look at this, but I'm going to start. And, you know, taking a free consult coaching call is a perfect place to start. So Michelle, tracking, we're tracking spending, that would be actually the next step, because the first step is creating a budget, right? The next step is we need to track spending so that we know what's going out.
That's right. You equated the budgeting process to yoga. I equate it as well to laundry. It's never done, right? You can get on top of it, but life goes on. Daily life, there's always, you know, more laundry to do. So the same with your money. Once you get that budget in place, that's great. That is the framework and the starting point to connect in with where you're at and provide an anchor to set the financial goals and where you want to move to. And then it needs to be referenced back on a regular basis to check in and track how you're doing to where you were at and where you are now. So the best way to do that I found is to schedule time on your calendar. So Money Boss tip.
Is that a regular basis. Is that a key that you're offering? Is that the key?
This is a key to success to using your budget and using that process successfully to reach your financial goals. It's not something you can do once and then put it away in a drawer or file the spreadsheet away, right? It's something that you want to consistently revisit and track how you are doing towards your spending, towards your saving, and towards paying off debt, whatever other financial goals that you're working on.
Yeah. Wow. So you're saying to put a date on your calendar and to review, put a date on your calendar to review your spending. That's basically the subject line, review spending, right?
That's right. Or money date. You can call it something fun.
Yeah.
You can have a nice dinner, make sure your tummy's full, or have your favorite drink on hand, and Have a money date with yourself. Like any important appointment or meeting, you're going to have that on your calendar and honor that time. And it should at least be monthly to start off. It could even be twice a month or weekly if you find that you really need to focus and be connected to your efforts with and actions with your budget and towards your financial goals. So yes, set that time aside at least an hour. It might go by faster than that, but a true gut check to see where your spending has been at and where you're at as far as what you've budgeted.
Right. And I love putting that date on the calendar like any other date, because really, truly, right? It's an important thing, because if you don't put it on the calendar, then most likely it's not going to get done. Really, it's like going to be one of those things that's just kind of like forgotten. And I think we've done that self-sabotaging behavior in the past. And that's the reason why, we're not on top of it yet. We want you to get so on top of it to really build a foundation that you are really thrilled about so that you're empowered. And like, what if budgeting with money and this whole thing, what if it's fun?
What if it's fun? Once you make it? Yes, it is very fun, very rewarding and exciting once you start paying down that debt, or when you get that emergency savings established and you start seeing the effects of your efforts over time, even if it's a little bit, $20 a week or $100 a month, to see the progress, that is exciting. It can be very fun when you finally get to go on that vacation, that dream vacation you've been saving up for. Yeah. Very exciting.
It is very exciting. And so that's why it's like, put that date on the calendar and, shift your mindset to where this whole money thing, instead of being overwhelmed by it, shift the mindset, like, what if this isn't as bad as I think it is? And what is the miracle that can happen if I just say yes to it, and I'm willing to do it, and I'm going to make the call, I'm going to set the date, I'm going to print out those budget sheets, and I'm going to, be a money boss of my financial life and really create something that I can feel good at, so that by the end of 2019, that you have a good solid plan in place and miracles have happened because of the actions that you're taking today. I mean, it's extraordinary, and it's going to empower you. So those are wonderful tips. Do you have any other tips aside from the calendar, habits, accountability?
Well, yes. And you reminded me of one of my favorite quotes before I give that tip on accountability, that, even Oprah, even the most accomplished author, leaders, speakers, anyone that inspires you has started off as nothing. At one point, they had no experience in that field and were not accomplished. So you don't feel overwhelmed by this big goal or this place that you want to get to a year from now, taking those small action steps, but doing that on a committed basis will get you to the results that you want to see. And so if you are finding resistance or struggle to even get started and overcome that procrastination, or once you get your budget in place, having a hard time meeting those money dates, the accountability piece is also a critical key to success. So whether it be a personal finance coach or some other kind of person in your life, a spouse, sibling,
friend,
yes, that you can check in with and that will truly hold you to your highest vision of yourself, so that you're not letting yourself off the hook and not procrastinating, because we all do it, right?
Yeah.
But having someone there in place to hold you high and make sure that you're taking those action steps that you're committing to is very important.
Yeah. And really, that's actually one of the things that I do for people, because, you know, you and I are in another group because we're both getting ready to go public on national television. Both of us are. You are with Your Money Boss and me with my message of empowerment. And so one of the things that we've been asked as homework to do is to really get clear, be really clear on what, why me? Why me? Why choose me, right? And that's because I help people move into their highest. I really help people move into their highest. And everything that's not the highest is going to fall away. And with Michelle, she also has that gift where she helps people move into their highest, holds them accountable, and has a beautiful system in place to help you, you know, get really solid, rock solid with your money, with your finances, so that you can grow a legacy that you're really proud of. I mean, really, that's what it's about. It's about that empowerment now, and it's about how do you want to live. And in order to live in financial freedom, if that's your goal, then it takes discipline. It really takes discipline. And when you were mentioning about resistance, so there is, you know, as a spiritual teacher, I talk about these things, and I tell people that when it comes to resistance, if you resist something, then the miracle cannot happen. Healing cannot happen. The change cannot happen, because as long as you keep resisting it, that's where it's going to stay, because you're that powerful to resist it. And if you always keep it an arm's length out and keep resisting it, it can't happen for you. So being able to say, I release resistance. I don't resist nothing. That's really a key motto and a key mantra to speak. I resist nothing, and let go of resistance. Because as soon as you sit down and look at whatever is there, that is where the healing takes place. That's where the miracle takes place. That's when it happens. Everything can shift in the blink of an eye the moment you drop resistance.
Beautiful. And the beautiful part about coaching or having an accountability partner, right, is that they help us achieve something we cannot achieve on our own. If it's something that you're struggling with or resisting or procrastinating on, well, there's a reason you haven't been able to accomplish that on your own. So
yeah. That's so perfect, because, you know, having a mentor, I was doing some research last night and looking up, I don't have the stats because this was late last night and I was already way exhausted, but I was still doing some research, and I was seeing that, I want to say it's the stat was half of the women around the world have given up on their dreams. Half of the women around the world. Can you imagine? And it's because they've given up, and because they didn't believe in themselves on some level. They've just given up and they've dropped the ball because of their burdens, their responsibilities, and whatever resentments, energies that's happened in their life. And it's understandable. We can understand it. But what we're here to do is talk to you about not giving up on your dream. Grab a mentor, grab a coach, grab the tools that are available for you so that you could truly step into the life that you came here to live. And that is to live your dream. That is to live your dream. So Michelle, we've been talking for 30 minutes. We're going to take a break on the Millionaire Imprint for Women. I'm so excited that we're here today, bringing this message and this topic so that we can begin 2019 rock solid with our finances and build our financial freedom together as a tribe, supporting each other. We'll be right back on the Cornelia Stephanie Show.
Con Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmain.com.
Demystifying the Journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot, metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a moment for standing in your power. Self-control begins with noticing how different feelings present themselves in your body. When you're feeling sensitive, for example, your chin might quiver, tears might well up in your eyes, and your voice might catch in your throat. Anger, on the other hand, might appear as tension in your jaw, back, or arms, along with clenched fists, heat in the upper torso, scowling, and a strong desire to yell. The more aware you become of your body cues, the easier it will be to recognize when you're on the road to disaster. Choose the emotions that cause you problems, then start noticing and logging the body cues that come with them.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com. That's empoweringnrg.com.
Like the branches of a tree, universal knowledge, insight, and wisdom must be weaved together to bring forward to others. If you live in the Western Washington area, you will want to make the trip to Auburn and visit the new Alchemy of the Goddesses Center. Now open and offering healing sessions, classes, crystals, books, oils, and more. Find out more about the center. Visit alchemyofthegoddesses.com. That's alchemyofthegoddesses.com.
Welcome back to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, The Millionaire Imprint for Women. I'm with Michelle Boss, aka The Money Boss. I want to tell everybody, go to Michelle's Facebook page. She has a Facebook page that's called, is it called The Money Boss Facebook page?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, Money Boss Facebook page. And she does Facebook Lives and shares a lot of content, a lot of value, tips and tricks. Everything that you need in order to get your financial blueprint in order. So be sure to check that out. And before we went to break, we were talking about tracking our spending, really the tracking tools. Did we cover all the tools that you wanted to share, Michelle?
Well, there's a key point that I wanted to make as far as tracking spending, because that's really the next step after creating your budget. And the key is to use whatever works for you. Mm. So if you know that you are a pen and a paper gal, use pen and paper to track everything or stick those receipts in an envelope. If you do well with digital tools, things like Mint.com or Trim might be the best options for you. There's so many out there, including your bank. If you have online banking, a lot of times banks have a budgeting or tracking tool that ties right into your accounts, and that financial institution already has all of your information. So it might feel a little bit more secure for you. So that was what I wanted to add, just as far as tools for tracking. And it ties right back into those money dates, because you have to revisit your activities to actually see the progress you've made on your budget towards your goals and tracking the spending.
I love that. I love the apps that are available. I'm not a big app person, so it's so interesting. I am, you know, when you're like, what, I'm so glad that you said it, do what works for you, because I literally have papers and I write it down on my papers. And actually I did have a note. I don't know where I put it, but I think it's on my calendar, and it says review budget. That was my thing, because things have changed in the last few months. Things have changed. I've tracking more expenses, and more expenses have come out. And so there's things that I actually need to write in now. And but yeah, I just, you know, I spend a lot of time, you know, online. So lots of my world is literally online. I have to do a lot of things online. And I think, you know, the balance I'm trying to find, I think too, for me, is to write things out with pen and paper. And I love that part. So, but I'm glad that you brought that up to tell everybody, do what works for you. If you're digital and you're an app person, you know, I know many people that are absolutely app, you know, like I even have my calendar is a normal calendar, it's not on an app. It's not on Google Calendar, because I like to write things out. And I actually have whiteout, and I will use the whiteout and take things out and put things in, just because it's just my way and I'm good with it.
You're very similar in that way. I'm also a pen and paper gal. It's just something about connecting the pen and the paper, which makes it so much more palpable and easy to connect to for me. And with all the online shopping that we do and the auto pay, the electronic transactions with our money, it really is a good grounding tool to gather everything from your email, from your online accounts, and put it into one place on a spreadsheet or paper or the app, whatever. Yeah.
And I even recommend, you know, like when people get your blueprint sheets, your budget sheets, if you look at Michelle's sheets, and you can also take that as a template and then create your own, right? Because you can certainly do that. That's what I've done with my own, is I've taken bits and pieces from other people and I've grabbed it and I've made my own budget sheets. And so what my budget is for, you know, in my reality, right? So do what works for you. Because you're your own authority. We're just inspiring you with the tools on what works. And now you have to customize it and make it work for you so that you can soar and that you can thrive and that you can really feel good about your financial security. And now in this next segment, Michelle, we want to cover creating cash flow systems, right? Like, because money has psychological and behavioral components as much as systems do. So do tell us about that.
Yeah, so we have touched on that psychological component somewhat, our money stories, the resistance, the fear bearing our heads. And in addition to that mindset piece and the emotional psychological part, just as much of our financial success is built on foundations and systems. So another thing that I get asked about a lot from my clients and speaking to groups, because I get in front of a lot of entrepreneurs and people who have a variable income, but this applies to even someone with a job and a salary. It's really key to have systems in place so that you're tracking everything. And it doesn't have to be something that is so mindful and that you have to remember to do. So specifically what I'm talking about is getting everything on that you can on auto pay and making sure that all of your bills are listed out so you know what is due when and when it's coming out of your account to help you manage the cash, but you're not forgetting to pay. I have a client, bless her heart, that had money in her bank, but almost had her electricity shut off because she forgot to pay the bill.
Yeah.
She had money to pay the credit card payments, her minimums, or plus some, but had terrible credit because she was missing payments and was late all the time. So things like that can create ease for you in your money life when we have so much going on. Putting a system like that in place for your bills to be paid automatically, and then knowing how much is coming out, right? Because that's the question I get next. Well, what if I don't have enough money in my account? Well, by starting with your budget, you know exactly what your expenses are to cover. You know exactly how much money you need to have in your account by when you list out all of your bills, and then it flows very easily for you. If you can get to the point where you have more coming in than going out, you have a cushion, and then the rest goes to
savings,
investments, anything that you're working towards saving. So I would say that is the number one recommendation that I give to people who are having trouble either remembering to pay their bills or creating that stability when they're living off of an income that is variable, such as commissions or realtors, for example, who are so hit and miss.
Yeah. And I find this for a lot of entrepreneurs. I find this for a lot of entrepreneurs as myself. There's a lot of times when I have a large chunk coming in and then I don't have anything coming in for a little bit. And then I have another large chunk coming in and then I don't, you know, it's been inconsistent being an entrepreneur, and you always have to make sure that the bills are going to get paid, right? So you kind of have to plan that too. So that's part of my planning too. I'm not in a space where I'm out of the, I'm not in the space where I'm out of that energy where it's like my business is thriving. I'm not in that space yet, but I'm on my way. And so I just know that what I learned this year was really part of making sure that when I have some money coming in, that I have some of the months covered also when there is no money coming in. So that's a really good tip. And then the other thing that I have found also talking to other clients is when they're making out their budgets, like for instance, you're not going to, you're not going to have your car maintenance in the budget every month. Like, you're not going to do that. You're not going to have that. There's some things that are going to be like every 3 months. So be aware of that also, right, Michelle? Like there's when you're making out the budget, don't get confused by, okay, well, it has to be exactly like that. Write it in there that this is every 3 months. You know, like every 3 months I get my teeth cleaned. And so it's written in the budget, you know, quarterly. But it's there and I see it and that's all I need to know, right?
Yes. And that's part of making your system work for you. If you download my worksheets, it's an Excel spreadsheet, very customizable. There's a lot of categories on there. Some are going to be applicable, some not. But yes, customize it, and then you account for the quarterly or semi-annual payments to insurance or medical visit.
Right.
So it's not a surprise, and you're prepared.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to take another break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasik each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
High-frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit SourceLightIntegrations.com.
Hi, I'm Barbara Scheidegger, clinical hypnotherapist and founder of Swiss Hypnotherapy. My goal is to help you to reach your goal. And this is a tip with purpose. Everybody wants it and nobody has enough of it. But it comes to a point that you have to tell yourself, I can get more. I want more. I deserve more. I'm talking about money. More money, more money, more money. That's what people want. But what has to be done? Your thoughts have to change. That you can allow yourself to tell yourself, I have money and I want more money. How much money? What is it? Put it out there. Write it down. What would you do with more money? How would you feel to have more money? I hope this tip helps you going through the day today. You can reach me at 323-999-4775 or at my website at SwissHypnotherapy.com.
Join Jennifer Noelle Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as we reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit JenniferNoelleTaylor.com.
We are back. It's been an amazing hour of empowerment to being our own money boss with my new co-host, Michelle Boss, aka the Money Boss. So Michelle, let's do a recap and let our audience know again what your the gifts are and also the places that they can get the blueprints. And let's kind of recap all of that again.
Fantastic. So we talked about where to start today, moving from the millionaire mindset and manifesting that into practical physical solutions and strategies. We talked about budgeting or spending plan, tracking our spending, and then creating cash flow systems very briefly to create money ease. And for each of those systems, I have a tool that I use with each of my clients. It's what I started off with to help me when I was struggling with money anxiety and worry and budgeting. So I'd like to gift that to everyone listening. You can grab not only my ebook, so it's a digital download, very quick, easy read that takes you through 4 steps of the budgeting or spending plan process. And then you can also access the worksheets that I use with all of my clients. And those can be found at bossbudgetingblueprint.com. Free download, bossbudgetingblueprint.com.
Wonderful. And you're also, you have open enrollment for a limited amount of seats are available. People are signing up fast. You want to get your spot in there now. Where can they get that?
Yes. So now is the time. If any of this is speaking to you, having a coach to help you get very serious about your financial goals in 2019 and really see transformation is there's an opportunity in my open enrollment right now. So going to my website, themoneyboss.org, themoneyboss.org, and contact me, that will initiate a free 30-minute session with me or my team to help coach your biggest opportunity. We'll try and help solve that issue for you or that problem, that struggle. And there are a limited number of private one-on-one coaching clients that I will be carrying through 2019. So the spots, once they're filled, so I can have a very high-level boutique service practice in the coming year. So I'd love to hear from you.
Wow, that's exciting. That's exciting for the women that are actually going to take you up on that amazing offer, because really their life is going to change. And by the end of 2019, it's going to be victory because of the action steps that you took now. So it's wonderful. Thank you, Michelle. Now, next month on Friday, you're going to come back. And what is the segment we'll be covering then?
Oh, I'm so excited. So the end of January, we'll be back and we'll talk about financial foundations. So we will build upon where to start. And so we're going to be talking about things such as paying off debt, building credit, and savings. So emergency savings and how to go about getting that started.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So be sure to put the last Friday of January on your calendar, just like the money date. Put your money date. This is a money date. Put it on there, because because everything is gonna build. It's really gonna support you, to assist you in building your financial blueprint, your financial foundation, with tips and tools and resources that that normally overwhelm us, and that everything is happening in steps right now. Your call to action is to start your budget and take advantage of some of the amazing tools that Michelle offered here today and her resources, and take advantage of that. And now I want to talk about what I've got going to support you with any victim energy, any emotional suppression energy, any place where you're not feeling in harmony, where you're triggered by some of the events that are happening outside in the world, and you want to begin your foundation with peace and gratitude and rewriting the story of your life according to you, I have a 21-day audio e-course. It's 10 minutes a day. It's $21. Oh, my God.
No brainer.
Oh, my God. And it's really super awesome. I mean, people are loving it. They're absolutely loving it, because what it does, for 10 minutes, you sit down in the morning and the guided audio message is guided to invite you to ask you certain questions that is really going to help you release and let go whatever no longer serves you on a spiritual level, and also help you ground in practical steps, voicing practical intentions on what's true for you today. So it's called The Keeper of the Garden. And The Keeper of the Garden, you can find this course on my website at corneliastephanie.com. And there's a tab on the top that says Keeper of the Garden. Click on that. Take a look at the amazing benefits that you're going to get from signing up for that course. And purchase it for yourself. Purchase it for your employees. Purchase it for your family and your friends. Because it's really, nothing should take you out of your peace. There is nothing that should take you out of your peace. So having a daily practice where you're focused for 21 days, and this is a lifetime gift. It's not just one time that you're going to do it. You're going to have access to this time and time again. And I encourage you to do it, you know, three times this year, because, you know, you're going to let go of a level. And then you're going to come to a place where you're ready to let go of more. And you're going to come to a place you're going to let go of more. And so as you're evolving and as you're growing and changing, this is really helping you. So I, with the Keeper of the Garden course, I'm doing Facebook Lives. And January 2nd, we begin. I'm talking about trust, how to live in trust, and how to release the victim energy. And then for the next, you know, 21 days every week, I will assist people in emotional suppression release, letting things go, releasing whatever is no longer serving you so that you can move into your higher vibrational way of living and being that amazing human that you are. So Keeper of the Garden course, get it for yourself, CorneliaStephanie.com. And in order to stay abreast to my newsletter, text the word Cornelia, K-O-R-N-E-L-I-A, to the number 22828. And you're part of my newsletter list. And there is all kinds of resources every week sent out that are going to support you in living in the new earth, because that's what we're doing. We're grounding, we're creating, we're deliberately claiming our power, because there's no victims. We're not victims. We're only releasing the victim. We're actually retiring the victim. Retire the victim, let go of everything that's no longer serving you, and claim your power in all areas of your life. Thank you so much for being here today. Michelle, you have some final words?
Oh, it was just a joy to be here. And I encourage everyone listening to set that time aside on their calendar. Now is the perfect time to connect in with your money and set those financial goals for 2019 and really go for it. And we're here to support you.
Rock solid in 2019. Here we come. Millionaire Me Too. Hashtag Millionaire Me Too. Here we go. Thanks so much for listening. Woohoo!
So much for being part of creating wealth for all women. Every Friday, you benefit from the experience of women who share their financial wisdom. This movement is not about accumulating wealth. It's about being paid doing what we love, being able to invest in the things women are passionate about. Our new collective story is women are powerful with money. Becoming financially literate is the key to your empowerment and financial freedom. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.